think eventually we need to come up with like an intro, like welcome back. I'm Anna Lee, you know.
I'm Ethan.
All right, let's chat. How's it going?
It's good. Just wrapped up a Monday at work. Mondays are always hard.
Yeah, today was kind of a depressing day. I don't know why. I feel like it was not our... Normally Mondays, we get to work together. We get to hang out a little bit. And you had to go in the office today. Kind of a buzzkill for me personally.
No, I mean, with working remote, I don't know who likes going into the office on Mondays and really even Fridays. But I get Fridays. I go on Fridays because sometimes the kids are at home, so it's hard to get stuff done. But yeah. Mondays suck. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, but usually we try to hang out Monday, like a little, like do lunch together.
Do our date every Monday, our date lunch.
Yeah, because when else are you going to find time with kids? But you have to remember, I have worked with you for 12 years, so we have spent literally every day together for the past 12 years.
Yeah, but we liked working together, so.
Pros and cons. Well, you want to chat about this weekend? I think, let me just say, the last time we did this, and it was successful, we had just gotten back from vacation. That was a little hectic. And the week before that, the entire family had been sick, which, by the way, you never got sick.
Superior. Superior antibodies slash
superior genes.
Superior genes. I mean, it's no big deal.
Which is actually a good thing that one of us didn't go down.
Well, it's funny. Like, we're off topic already, but one kid gets sick for a week, more or less, right? The other kid gets sick for a week. More or less. Anna Lee gets sick for 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And then I get sick for like 2-3 days. And it's like pretty.
Like standard that
pretty
way?
Pretty standard, yeah.
Yeah. I always get sick first. Why?
You do.
And then you get sick second.
I don't know, but I didn't get sick this time.
Stop flexing. That's just bad karma for next time everyone's sick.
I don't believe in karma. Well, correction, I believe in karma because I think, especially bad karma and good karma, but I'm not superstitious, so.
Can't relate. I have to knock on wood after everything I say, even if it's nothing that specific. If I say like, oh my gosh, this is killing me, then I have to knock on wood.
No, I'm not superstitious.
I'm not really going to look at the camera that much.
But do people want to look at the side of our face, or am I supposed to like look around and be like, you know, like I'm just casual?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Your face is so beautiful. They probably want to look at every side, every aspect that they can get.
Please break down the looking at each other versus looking at the camera ratio and let us know how to improve.
Actually, but be kind.
In a kind way. Like,
yeah, you're not on the internet. You don't know what kind of feedback you could be opening yourself up to.
Nothing but kindness. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Do you know how much easier my life would be if everyone abided by that? No, people are ruthless on the internet. I think they forget that you're a real human. And just, what did that person say to me that one time that I always quote? Do you remember? Mm-mm. This was when we were in our old house, so maybe a year ago. I posted a video about not even anything bad or controversial, just one of my funny mom videos. And someone commented and was like, her body looks pretty good, but her face looks like she should be smoking cigs outside of Circle K.
You should ask him. Well, send me a photo of you, princess.
No, totally.
Or everyone, prince.
Everyone who makes these comments have no profile picture. They don't post anything.
Sounds like they have a great life. Wish I had their life.
Yeah, you have to remember it's more of a reflection on them than it is you. So do you want to talk about the weekend? Since I feel like last time we talked, we were coming out of chaos. And this weekend was really busy.
But it was good.
It was a good weekend, right?
It was a good weekend. The kids are
thank God
back in their groove.
Outside thank God.
Of, yeah, outside of not sleeping, which we'll get into later. But yes, yeah, thankful.
Yeah. I feel like we needed like a redemptive weekend as a family.
Yes, we did. And we got it.
Yeah.
It was busy. Weather was nice.
Yeah. What did we do Friday? Oh, Friday night, we went on a date.
For your birthday. Yeah. Sushi Den.
Sushi Den. We did not do any sake bombs.
No sake bombs. Did we talk about sake bombs last time?
Yeah, but that episode didn't work.
So what a sake bomb is sake. And then I think you drop some beer in it or vice versa, but it sits on the cup, on chopsticks, sticks. And
yeah.
You're like, sake bomb. And then eventually the chopsticks go out and it goes pew.
Yeah, and you've done those plenty of times.
Not plenty. I mean, it's probably been 10 years since I've did one.
Well, it sounds like we should have done it on Friday.
That's true.
Although I would not have participated. I think the only time I maybe have done one is at Hapa in Boulder. We went for my 21st birthday. I went out to sushi. And I didn't even party on my 21st birthday.
Was I there?
No. I met you that summer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. But I didn't. I was like tit deep in my eating disorder. So trigger warning. So I didn't want to ingest any alcoholic calories. So I had a really boring 21st birthday. Not ideal. But I made up for it in my years following partying. So
there you go.
So Friday was date night.
Yeah, it was good. Mom was down watching the kiddos. She's awesome. So we got a little break and had, you know, a 4:45 dinner reservation. There was a 5:30, but that was way too late.
5 o'clock is truly the perfect time to have dinner.
I would agree.
Yeah, you get to go. It's still early. You're not tired. And then you get it home. We were home by 8.
Which is late.
Yeah, and then you stayed up till midnight.
I know. I was giving my mom some love, chatting with her.
Yeah, it's good for you guys to have one-on-one time. I tried to hang, but I think around 11, I called it quits.
You did.
And then, so that was Friday night.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah. And then Saturday, what did we do Saturday?
Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
Gym.
Gymnastics was fun.
Car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Played with the neighborhood kids.
Yeah, like kind of your pretty typical family day.
Cleaned up the front yard, cut everything back.
Oh, yeah. It looks really good.
And then met some friends for a little happy hour.
Are you excited that it's yard work season?
I enjoy it. So it's...
Because you looked pretty excited out there Saturday.
It's enjoyable when you have someone helping you. Sometimes when it's just yourself, especially like mid to late summer, it's 90 degrees out. Yeah, you're over it. But it was good.
But isn't there any part of you that like enjoys being out there? Like it's alone, adult time. You get to put your headphones in and like just grind. It's physical labor, so you're getting a workout.
Yeah, there is. But then it comes like mid to late summer where it's hot and it just becomes repetitive and you'd rather be doing something else. And I've been double cutting grass since I was 5 years old, doing landscaping with my father.
Since you were five. When did your dad make you mow the lawn first?
I bet I was double cutting that backyard by the time I was 12.
Oh, 12's not that bad. I thought you were going to say like 6 or 7.
No, but I used to skip Thursday every year in elementary school to do yard work with my dad.
Thursday?
And at least in kindergarten, maybe like first, second grade.
Like yeah. You just would not go to school on Thursday?
That's my recollection because it's his day off. And so he'd be like, you want to stay home and do yard work? I'd be like, heck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, so it was ingrained in you from the beginning.
It was like cleaning.
There's a lot of chat online about like yard work versus staying inside with the kids and which is preferred versus which is harder. And then the bros who are angry come out online and they're like, you have no idea how hard I work on the yard while you're just inside in your air conditioning house with the babies, kind of like being dicks about it. You know what I mean? And then the women are like, well, I'm watching the kids while you get to go have independent time and listen to music or podcasts and be outside in the sun.
I don't listen to podcasts.
I know you don't.
But no, I've always wished I got up and did it first thing in the morning, but first thing in the morning is kid time. And then you and I usually try to rotate to the gym and then it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
I did yard work for a long time too when the kids were napping and you guys got quiet time.
I know. That is actually a really good point. That, and even up until recently, you like you would just abandon me in the morning on the weekends and go outside. You'd wait till nap time when the kids were napping, when they used to nap, and then I would lay down on the couch. And I'd be trying to take a nap and you'd be leaf blowing.
Yeah. Like, shut up with the leaf blower. You're going to wake the kids up.
But thankful for keeping our house.
Or I'd be beautiful on the roof and you'd be like, get off the roof. It's so loud. I'm like, it doesn't seem that loud to me.
There is nothing more irritating than that fucking leaf blower.
Why I'm on the roof stomping around.
And you get right up in the windows. I'm like sleeping on the couch and you're like at the window behind the couch with the leaf blower.
Yeah, getting the cobwebs off.
I appreciate it. Our houses have always looked great because of you. And I know that curb appeal is important for the price, you know, the value of your home. You got to upkeep it. You can't let that go. So I do appreciate it. But I think I would be pissed if you did take the morning away from the family after we had a week of working to go work outside. I'd call BS. Well, maybe I wouldn't call BS. That's mean.
I'm over yard work in general. I mean, after doing it for
45 years.
45 years uphill both ways in the snow. No, it's just when you work 5 days a week, the weekends are quick. You got kids. I'd rather do my hobbies and spend time with the family than do yard work.
Yeah. And the best thing about the weekends is we've now found a gym that has childcare.
Yes.
Which we have never had for the past over five years. So you and I haven't been able to work out together. I think like a hard part, and this is kind of a side conversation of having our first baby, was we'd go to the grocery store together. We'd go to the gym together for dates, like all the time. And then we had a baby and it was like, well, I'll stay home with the baby and you can go work out and then we'll switch.
Yep.
And that's how it's been for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kids.
Kids.
It changes your life.
Just a little bit.
No one tells you that, but, or they do and you don't believe it.
I didn't believe it. I know.
No, it'll be fine. We'll still do everything we did before.
Date nights every week.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Vacations.
Yep. Vacations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm convinced. I won't let it change my life. We're going to, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Change for a good reason.
Yeah, I agree.
We love our kids.
Did you feel the need to clarify?
I did.
Yeah, we do love our kids. I love them. They're at such a cute age.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Their emotions are at an all-time high, but their cuteness is also at an all-time high.
Yeah, when they're being good and cute and everything's clicking, it's like, this is easy. Let's have six more.
Six.
But you're like, oh, should we have another one? Mm-hmm. Seems like every time we say that, not talking about superstitious, like a minute later, it's just all hell breaks loose. And it's like someone higher being is reminding you.
Like, don't freaking have another baby. Yeah,
don't have another baby. You're tricking yourself.
I know. But then I see a little baby and like, I think about like who that other baby would be a lot and who that person is.
Yeah.
But then I think about how much easier life is getting. And I can't imagine starting over all over again, you know?
Yeah, I think we talked about this on one of the previous ones. May or may not be released, but there's some thought behind waiting till your kids are 8, 12, whatever, older, and then having a third.
No, literally, I feel like we were hoodwinked, tricked, bamboozled into having two under two. It's like the cool, trendy thing. Maybe you don't see it because you're not on social media, but I feel it's like hashtag two under two. Like,
they're going to be best friends. Hashtag best friends. They're never going to fight.
No, totally. Or like knock it out. Like, it's better to be all done with diapers and then move on, which I still think is true. And I'm obviously glad we did it the way that we did because we're starting to see snippets of them actually being close.
Mm-hmm.
But like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That first year, I mean,
it's hard.
No, compared to the people who like have a 5 year gap and then have a baby. Like, imagine having a baby now with our older daughter.
She'd
be great. I mean,
yeah, she'd be great, I think.
I mean, her emotions are. I can be looking at both the kids and say one positive thing to the younger one and be like, oh my gosh, your painting looks so pretty. And the older one will now sprint out of the room crying because she said, I think her painting's ugly.
I didn't say anything. No,
it's
like
it's not mutually exclusive, but yeah. we're working on it and using our words.
But the weekend, so we went to the zoo down south in the spring.
Wait, let's talk about. Did we talk about Saturday night?
Yeah, we just went and met some old friends that I grew up with, and
oh yeah,
had a couple of drinks.
I love them,
and we love them. They don't have kids, so you know life's a little different. We don't see them all that often, but when we do, you just step right back in line, and it's just so fun and easy.
Yeah, they're like the easy friends where you don't have to see them for a year, and then you can get together and just like laugh and BS, and it's lighthearted, and no one's asking deep, serious questions, which there's a time and place for that, but sometimes it's nice just to have like that lightness with friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially Saturday night having, you know, a couple beers.
Have we ever talked about when we had kids and you had friends, after we had kids, was it hard for you to talk to people who didn't have kids? Like to have a conversation with them?
Well, I just wouldn't talk about the kids because they don't know. And I'm not saying they don't care, but they don't care, right? That's not their life. They don't understand if I'm like, the little one, this happened, you know, they don't understand. You don't know till you know. You don't know till you've lived through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But no, I mean, I had you and I'd rather hang out with you than anyone else. So yeah, it was hard. And you guys, you know, most of the time you go down different paths in life, but that's just the reality of it.
No, totally. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I just feel like after we had our second, and not even with our first, but after our second, because that was such a hard transition, mm-hmm. I couldn't even talk to some of my closest girlfriends about like their life or hear about their days or anything.
Hear them complain, my weekend was so busy.
No, and that's totally or valid. That's their reality. Like, of course they had a hard weekend or they're tired or work sucks or whatever, but it like was my, like it made my brain like buzz.
It did for you. I remember you were just like, it just bugged you.
Yeah, which is a my problem, not a them problem.
Yeah.
But this was like the first time, not the first time, but it felt like I didn't have that feeling.
With them?
Like meeting with Kara and Tucker, it's like, it was like an acceptance of this is our life, this is your life, we're doing things different. And like, I don't have this underlying resentment that you're not waking up at 2, 3, 4 a.m. because you guys aren't having kids, which is a great decision. You know, like I'm so happy for people who know that confidently and can make that choice for them. Like what a great life, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have the choice, you know? Maybe they're just, they can't have kids now.
No, that's different. That's not what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
No, I meant people who are choosing to be child-free.
That's true.
There's like this weird thing on the internet where people who are like moms and dads and like the people who are choosing to be child-free, there's like this weird tension. And sometimes they comment on each other's videos. Like if someone makes a video who's choosing to be child-free and they're like, I'm never going to have kids because I want to be living my best life on a yacht and not having to be responsible for anyone. Then these like kind of bitter moms will comment and be like, well, you're never going to know what true love is if you never... It's like, why can't we just be happy for each other?
Oh, I agree. That's just a mean comment.
Yeah. Or if I make a video about how life's really hard right now or something with the kids or whatever, I'll get a comment that's like either, well, if you're just going to complain, then you shouldn't have had kids. Or I'll get a comment that's like, and that's why I don't want kids. Add it to the list of reasons I'm never going to have a baby.
Sounds like two type of people I really want to be friends with.
Yeah, it's like not helpful or supportive.
Why are people that don't have kids even commenting on your kids' stories?
Oh, you know, it just like TikTok, like things just get served to different people. And when I see a video of someone who says, I'm choosing not to have kids and this is my fabulous life, I want to buy, you know, Gucci and travel, I'm like, yeah, congratulations. Like,
yeah, good for you.
Good for you. Yeah, yeah, live that life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, and then Saturday, out of nowhere, you were like, let's go to the zoo tomorrow.
Because it was going to be 70 degrees. We love going to the spring zoo. It's a great zoo. Well, the girls had school zoo week at school too, so I was thinking about it.
That's right. You're so smart.
Thank you. And they were asking about going to the zoo, and it was, yeah, we hadn't, you know, spent as much time with them as we wanted to on the weekends, but it was a really good weekend.
Well, except we got to the zoo.
Oh.
Nothing bad.
Parking lot's packed.
It's like the first beautiful day here in a while.
Signs are saying sold out till 3 p.m. So basically like we got there at noon. Like,
we're meeting our friends who live there. So they drove 30 minutes to get there. And
packed up snacks, water. I mean, it's hard to get out of the house. It takes an hour to get out of the house for like any event.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not like the old days where we could just pick up and go.
Yeah.
It takes at least 30 minutes.
And that's assuming you're ready. We're ready. We're showered and cleaned up.
Correct. Yeah. And then I had bought tickets to reserve a spot, and then I went up and she like scanned them in and then said, oh, these are you. You bought tickets for yesterday.
Like, wait. So I bought tickets yesterday at 12:30 p.m. for the 12 o'clock slot.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what I did. I obviously messed up. And I know that, you know, they have a system, and if it's sold out, like I know that they're not just, you know, turning me away for no reason. But there's no greater fear or like worst pit I've ever had in my stomach than having to turn around and like look at you.
I went into full shutdown mode of being like, the kids are both going to start screaming at us. We're going to have to get in the car and drive, you know, the hour and a half home. This is disastrous. I'd been excited about the zoo all week. Like, I had all the worst thoughts, and just, I just pretty much shut down and went and sat with the kids on a bench and just was quiet.
I know. And I was trying to talk to you and, like, you know, let's problem solve. Let's come up with some solutions. Cause I had said, like, hey, like, I goofed. We drove, you know, almost 2 hours. Can we please come in? Like, I know I bought the wrong tickets, but is there anything you can do for us? And she was like, no, sorry. I mean, you know, she did. It's just her job.
You can get in 3 hours at 3.
Yeah. She was like, you can come at 3. And I'm like, okay, I can't explain that to my kids. And I tried to talk to you. I don't even know what you said.
Oh, I was just trying not to lose it.
You kind of did lose it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You did. But you were like, are you fucking kidding me, Annalie?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause, yeah.
Of course I'm fucking pissed.
I was pissed.
I was like, are you mad?
Yeah, I'm mad. But I couldn't, like, go talk to the people up front because I just wasn't in the mindset of trying to problem solve and be nice. I would have went up there and been like, I wouldn't have said this, but I was saying, is like, we bought tickets for yesterday. We've already paid. We drove 2 hours. It'd be an honest mistake. Please let us in. I'll pay again. Like, why? It just didn't seem like they were rational. She was just like, can't let you in. Sorry, you can come in at 3.
Yeah.
It's like, do you not see that we have 5 kids between the two families here trying to get in?
I know. I know. And you can't be mean. It's not there. They're just there. I mean, that girl was a teenager. Like, yeah. She's just there to work and do her job.
100%.
Like, it's not her fault.
No, then, it's our fault.
No, it's 100% my fault. And thank God we had Alex who went up there. And it probably helped that Alex has, like, a little baby. You know, like a 5 or 6 month old baby.
Yeah, did she like pinch her a little bit right before? So she started crying. Like, please. Put some eye drops in her eyes. Please, my kid's crying.
Yeah, no, but Alex, I don't know what she did, but she sweet talked him. And then we came up and the lady was talking to her supervisor. They like muted the thing, like the microphone that goes back between the glass. So we like couldn't hear what they were talking about. And they were just talking. So Alex and I are sitting there like we're trying to read their facial expression. Like, is it going well? Is it going negative? Like, what do I need to do? And then finally, she undid the microphone. And she was like, okay, I talked to my supervisor. Like, we can make a one-time exception. So, Hannah, at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, thank you so, so much.
Shout out to Hannah.
Yeah. And that was such a good day. We didn't have a single breakdown.
No, they ran, they played, they laughed, they didn't fight.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, they got in and out of the stroller, but that's what everyone's doing there, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
When was the last time we had an outing without one fight?
Yeah, they didn't fight really on the way down.
No.
Maybe a little bickering. No, didn't fight on the way back.
They were quiet on the way down. They both slept, and then on the way back, one of them slept, and the other one just like happily chattered and listened to Taylor Swift the entire time.
Was it on the way down? We kept trying... This happens all the time. So it doesn't matter if he's on the way down to school or wherever, where you're like dying to have an adult conversation. I'm talking like a minute conversation just to like something you need to like talk about before you forget. And then it's a week later and you'd say 2 words and the kids would just like start asking you questions and chiming in. You're like, please shut up.
It's literally every single time.
Like, can I have 2 minutes? I'll even take a minute. I can get through this in a minute.
Right. Like, I'm trying to tell daddy something. I think it was specifically on the way back. I was just trying to talk to you. And like the way that they just don't give a flying F if you're in the middle of a conversation or if we're trying to talk, we can be trying to talk about something so important like our mortgage or like a bill that we have, you know, or our work. And they're just like, mom. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Mama.
Yeah. Watch this, mommy. You know? Over and over again, which is cute, but it's so like we can't have a conversation around them.
Yeah, when they're like that.
No, it's insane.
Yeah, but good weekend. I'm just so happy we got some stuff cut back. They're playing so good with the neighbor kids.
They played outside by themselves for 20 minutes.
How many? That's a lot of seconds.
What do you mean?
just thinking about it when they just play.
It felt like a redemptive weekend.
It did. It did. It was good. So, yeah, looking forward to now we got a snowstorm coming in this week and hopefully it clears out fast.
Is it a lot of snow?
It's like 2, 3, 4 days of snow, which we don't get very often. And people are saying like a couple feet, which is crazy. I need to clean out my gutters.
How much snow did we get when our second was born?
yeah, that snowstorm hit the morning you kind of went into labor. Everyone showed up, the midwives, photographer, like two assistants.
No, it was the midwife and her assistant.
Okay.
Paige, who maybe is now a midwife. I don't know.
Cool.
And then Monet, who was like the doula slash photographer. So only three people showed up. Like
the biggest snowstorm we had last year and we've had in a couple years. And
I think it was like, I think it's in the top record Colorado's ever had. Like really.
Well, I mean, it's up there in the maybe top 10, but I mean, it was crazy. I think
it's like number two.
So yeah, we had the baby and we were basically like, everyone needs to leave because people were getting stuck. It was dangerous. Yeah. And this is like mid-afternoon and then a tree branch fell on our house and the power coming into the house. And
I forgot about that.
The tree branch was laying on the power cord coming into the house. And we're like, we don't need to lose power on a huge winter storm when we have a...
Oh my God, a newborn and a two-year-old.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember we were sleeping that night and there was a huge thud.
No, yeah, I don't remember any of this.
It was a massive thud. Maybe it was late in the day. I can't remember. It was a big thud where I was like, whoa, did a tree fall in our house? Which basically
was this the day she was born?
The day she was born.
I wish I could go back to that afternoon.
And I remember going out there looking at him like, oh my God.
Yeah, and then like that happened. And then that next night, our 2-year-old started climbing out of her crib.
Yes. And remember, the next night we decided to order pizza and everything was closed. So like we had like limited food in the house and we just wanted to like just the most.
Yeah. I had just labored at home. Like how many hours was it? I guess my contractions started at midnight, 11-ish. My water broke, then contractions started. And I was so excited to feel contractions, like so pumped. And then we kind of went back to bed. And then I think I woke you up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, like you need to be awake and do this with me.
Game time.
And then she was born at 9:30 a.m.
Oh, was it that? Yeah. Because we ushered everyone out like shortly around noon before or after. Yeah. Because we're like, it was so bad, the weather.
Yeah. So all I wanted was to order like a big giant pizza and just devour the pizza. Like those first 12 hours, if thankfully, like praise the Lord, whatever, we had a healthy, uncomplicated birth. So, you know, there wasn't anything crazy happening. So those first 12 hours, you're just kind of in baby bliss and you're exhausted. You're not feeling any of the pain from the control. Oh, I guess you have after contractions, but as soon as that baby's there, it's like all of the pain goes away. So you're kind of like in this high from not being in pain anymore. You have like this tiny little newborn on your boob. And then I just wanted a pizza. I'd been looking forward to it. I was like, and we didn't even have that many groceries because we didn't know we were going to go into labor. In hindsight, like a pretty dumb move to like know you're going to have a home birth.
Didn't even have a frozen pizza in the fridge. Jeez.
And to not be stocked up on food, like pretty dumb.
And everything shut down. I mean, I think grocery stores were closed. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah.
I remember maybe around 8 a.m. or 7 a.m., you were pretty good at making me drink water. You know, like I think that was part of what the midwives told you were to have a straw was on our home birth list. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, why do you need a straw? Like, is it to suck the baby out? Like if something.
I don't remember that, but.
Well, I was just like, what could it be? Like, is it for the baby or like, is it to put, if the baby can't breathe, like what could it, you know, to put up your vag if thing like break a water? And it turns out it's just so that mom can have easy access to drinking water, which makes a lot of sense. Because if you're crouched down or laying, you don't want to have to get up to get a drink of water. Anyways, whatever. My midwife, Gina, loved Gina, but she was like, you need to eat something. Like you need to keep eating like little bites to keep your strength up. So someone made me peanut butter toast. Do you remember this?
I think I was shoveling snow with a lot of this. I had to shovel snow so people could get in and out of the driveway. And like,
yeah, but you were with me for most of it.
Yeah, but I was also, I think I was bouncing outside to shovel snow or at least, I don't know. That. Yeah.
But someone gave me peanut butter toast, which I am a peanut butter whore. Like I love peanut butter. I could sit and eat an entire jar. But I was trying to eat the toast and I had like a mouthful of peanut butter and then I got a contraction and trying to like,
oh, gross.
Like moan through a contraction with like a mouthful of sticky peanut butter.
My mouth is a little dry.
Immediately, I was like, no more peanut butter toast.
Yeah.
No more. What a fun day.
It was a fun day.
I do wish I could have another baby so I could experience labor again.
You crazy.
We could hook you up so you could feel it.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Yeah, but we weren't even talking, expecting to get into that story.
I know. I think it'd be fun to do a whole podcast on both births.
Yeah, they were.
And talk about like the differences, your experience, like your perspective versus my perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's save that because that would be a good episode.
Yeah.
All right. What we talked about the weekend, what were we going to bounce
I think we've next? Talked about a lot. We were going to try to talk about, or did you have something on your mind?
We're going to talk about at some point, like getting into summer and how summer changes dynamics. So, you know, you wanted to talk about like, did we have a recent fight? But I was thinking about future fights looking ahead.
Are you already planning for our next fight?
No. Summer just gets busy and I'm doing one more golf league at the simulator, which, you know, is another month and a half. And softball is supposed to start this week. So it's like Monday's golf, Tuesday's a simulator. You know, I'm going to coach T-ball. The weekends get a little bit busier with yard work, like you mentioned, or trying to just, you know, just do things that you do in the summer, see friends or dinners or try to get out together. And our kids are getting older, so it gets easier, but it definitely, you know, will create some conflicts. We know that.
Well, yeah, especially since usually it's like I have no problems, and maybe we can get into this more in a different episode because I know you have to go soon, but I have no problems with you having a hobby or having boys night or, you know, golfing. Like, I am so supportive of that because I know it makes you a better spouse and like a better, like it makes you happier. Like, why would I not want you to go do these things so that you can be a happier person, right?
Yeah.
But it's just hard when I don't have anything. Like, I don't have any hobbies. I don't play. I used to play volleyball. I don't play it anymore. I'd probably hurt myself. I just need to find like, I don't know.
Golf.
Like a pickleball. Oh my God. Yes.
You're going to start trying to go with your dad once a week to the simulator.
I do. I need to text him. I am determined. I say it every year, but this is my year. I just want to be a golfer. I want to be a golfer so bad. I want to be able to talk with you about it. I want to be able to go out with you. You know, someone commented, I made a video about it last year and someone commented and was like, don't learn. He probably doesn't want you to learn because it's his time. And I know. People are mean.
I mean, I support the hardest thing about any hobby is like getting a passion for it, right? Because if you don't have like a passion for it, you're never going to do it. And if you never do it, you're never going to be good. And for 99% of people, if you're just terrible at something, why would you want to go do it?
I know. I need to get kind of good at it. And then I think I can have a passion.
Well, you see, you have a passion already. You just listen. You're like, I want to get into golf. And you'll get there. I mean, your dad's supportive. He'll take you and you just got to go once a week and just, you know, start playing then par threes, which I'd play a par three with you in a heartbeat. We could take the girls out. I mean, it's, you find the time. We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to golf with me?
Yeah. Why would I not?
I don't know.
I'd love to golf with you. I mean, I just want to golf. I mean, and then half the thing about golf is like playing with people you enjoy and having a good time in the social settings. It's not like I'm good. Like I'm going out to being like, don't talk to me. I got to focus. It's like, give me a beer. Let's chat, throw some music on and hit some good shots. And yeah, you try to play good and you try to get better, but
oh my God,
it's not my career.
I could watch you play golf for hours. Oh my God. Like watching you swing in your tight golf pants.
But yeah, that'd be a great hobby as the kids get older and we have some more freedom to do together and bring them into the fold.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, I think you have to go. I did want to, I do really think it would be really interesting because I think a lot of what I post online is about how wonderful you are and how I think we have a really good relationship with communication. You know, we have our ups and downs, obviously, but it's not like I'm posting every time we have a fight or every time we bicker. Because one, that's not the kind of content I want to put out. And I don't want to ever like speak negatively of you, you know, but I think it would be really interesting to hear about like a fight we had or like a, you know, conflict is not necessarily like a fight that we had. And then your perspective versus my perspective, kind of like whatever that stupid TV show was. That TV show? Come on.
Which one?
With the perspectives. You know, with like the guy, with the wife, with the girl.
I'm drawing a blank. You're killing. I have no idea.
What was it called? you know, where they go through the day and it shows it from one perspective. And then the next episode will be the same exact day from the girl's perspective. Are you insane? We literally just talked about this.
Well, what's the name of the show?
I don't. It's called, The Affair. Are you crazy?
The oldest show, right?
We watched it last year because we were in our old house. Remember, he cheats on his wife with a mistress. And then it's like the first episode is from his perspective, and it's how she hit on him and seduced him. And then the next episode, we see it from her perspective, and she thinks that he came on to her. We talk about this show all the time.
I'm drawing a blank.
There's no, baby, we literally just talked about the show last week.
It's not the one with the four different people and like the three different generations.
No, that was Killer Wives that we just
Killer
watched.
Wives, yeah.
That
yeah.
was good.
It was good, kind of cheesy, but easy.
It was like Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, it was.
No, this is, babe, it was like on HBO or something, and the guy ends up, like he divorces his wife. Spoiler alert. And then like hooks up with the mistress. Like they get together. There's kids involved. Remember he goes to that party and he's checking out someone, some girl with her tits out, and it's his daughter.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had to mention the tits.
Modern Family. No, just kidding. Yeah, you know I'm starting to realize it. I mean, the problem is we watch these shows at night. It's so hectic. You're in and out of the girls' room. It's like, stop. Start, play, and then I'll watch more, then have to rewind it, and then we won't watch it for like, it's like watching a movie sometimes. It takes us a week to get through a movie.
It took
together.
Us 3 nights to get through The Martian the other night.
Yeah.
3 or 4 nights.
Might have been 4 nights.
No, but I just think it would be interesting to have that perspective.
Yeah.
Of like a fight that we had, and then what I felt versus what you felt it was like.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out a way to, let's create a fight. What do we want to fight about?
No.
How about I play golf every day 1 week, just an absent father?
I think that would be pretty
go out
black
with my
and white.
Friends. I'm like, I don't know what I did wrong. Stop complaining.
That's so unlike anything that you would ever do.
No, I try to not take advantage of the freedom you give me.
The freedom I give you?
Yeah, usually don't say no if I ask to do something.
Well, yeah, because I don't have to give you any freedom because you're an adult. And I know that you respect me and our relationship and the kids. So I know that you'd never take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I don't have to, like, I know you would never ask to go do something, even 2 nights or 3 nights in a row. I think you would feel bad about it. And I know I would too.
Yeah.
So it's not even something that we have to worry about.
Yeah, I know, for the most part, it's yeah, just checking yourself.
But we did, I feel like, and we really are out of time. I know you got to go, but
what time is it?
6:38.
What?
Yeah.
You got 2 minutes, baby.
Okay. Just really quick, I will just say, last week, I feel like we had a lot of conflict because I was very ragey.
You were, Pam.
I know. And I think it would be really interesting to talk about, like, you know, quote unquote mom rage, and when I get into those ragey moments and what it looks like for you and how, you know, what it looks like on the outside versus what I'm feeling on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. We can definitely do that.
Should we do that?
I'm in.
Okay. Well, I know you got to go golf.
Defending champions, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this another part of a tournament, or are you guys just playing?
Another part of a tournament simulator. Never lost a golf ball in a simulator.
I have. I've hit them and they go off. They don't even hit the screen. They like go up into the rafter and like hit steel or something. Yeah,
where'd it go?
Yeah.
Yeah. But find every golf ball in the simulator. It's great. It's, hence why I'm a halfway golfer in there. I feel like, oh, okay, I got this figured out. And then I go outside and I'm like, oh,
everyone's a perfect parent until they have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. What you complaining about?
What's so hard about this?
Patience. Come on. It's not that hard to have patience. Mom, okay. Mommy, mama, mama.
Mom, mommy. Okay. Well, I'll go get the kids.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Love you.
I love you.
Peace out, cool Colorado. See, I'm working on like my like entry and exit.
Peace out, cool Colorado. That's going to be your outro.
I'll have a different one every show.
I love that for you. Ready?
Till next time.
Till next time.
Love you, baby.